We've heard numerous accounts of irregularities in Wayne County, Michigan. Poll watchers and challengers denied entry into the TCF Center to observe the counts, to oversee what was happening while tens of thousands of votes were rifled through. We've heard that votes were brought in at the middle of the night, some more than 24 hours after the election was closed, and contrary to state law. And then last night, the Board of Canvassers deadlocked 2-2 to not certify the election in Wayne County because of the irregularities. Two Democrats said yes, two Republicans said no. And then somehow the feed went down. And then they were berated, were these two Republicans. I mean, berated, ripped on, threatened by people like Ned Stabler, who shamelessly hacked them. You have to hear it to appreciate it. It's bite number nine. Then we're going to get to David Coleman. But here, some of the things that were said to these people just because they wanted to make sure the election had integrity. Go.
You talked about not certifying Detroit, even though you acknowledged that Livonia, a city, by the way, I know you know is 95% white, had bigger variances than Detroit, which is 80% black. We understand. And you now added your name. So I'm not going to try to change your mind. I just want to let you know that the Trump stink, the stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in is going to follow you throughout history. Your grandchildren are going to think of you like Bull Connor or George Wallace. Monica Palmer and William Hartman will forever be known in southeastern Michigan as two racists who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters in the city of Detroit because they were ordered to. Probably, I know, Monica, you think Q told you to do it or some other crazy stuff like that. But just know when you try to sleep tonight that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency.
And that's the kind of vile, repugnant attacks these people were subjected to. And they finally caved in and said, well, if we can get an audit, if the Secretary of State promises to do an audit, which apparently they did. My next guest maybe has more information. David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. He's involved with the lawsuit in front of the state Supreme Court targeting Wayne County. And some of the affidavits mentioned had to do with people that he has gotten sworn statements from. David, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be on.
I mean, listening to that, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know what to think. Look, the issue there was, were there irregularities? Were there problems with the vote? And I think clearly there were. It's got nothing to do with pejorative attacks and calling people racist. You know, that's getting so old, it's ridiculous. If you oppose somebody on the other side, you're a racist. Well, you know what? You know what you can do with that. That's just ridiculous.
It's lazy. That is so lazy is what that is.
But apparently, I don't know whatever else happened. I don't know what other kinds of threats were made. We'll probably find out here in the coming days. But the two Republican canvassers decided to then certify. So,
well, here's the thing.
They changed their
mind. Still have the State Board of Canvassers, which has the ability to certify or not certify, correct? That happens
right
over the next week, I suppose.
Right.
So what do you make of that? I mean, do you think the state board, obviously, this will have gotten their attention?
Yeah. I mean, again, you have the same kind of a split. You have two Republicans, two Democrats. And now with, you know, other issues around the state, you know, up north and things happening in Leelanau County, Antrim County, and other places around the state, who knows what's going to come out here in the next week and what those canvassers might do at the state level. But right now it's over in Wayne County as far as the certification goes. So that, you know,
only at the county level. If the State Board of Canvassers declines to certify.
Right.
And I don't know if they can, you know, segregate a single county. Okay, so we'll keep our eye on that. But then you've got your case. That's winding its way through the process.
Right.
Obviously, the Wayne County crew, they missed the deadline, which was 5 o'clock. But you know, like so many things in the law, there really aren't any deadlines. It's just, you know, suggestions and no real hard and fast rules. The law isn't like math, is it?
No, it sure isn't. It would be a lot easier if it were that way, Steve. You could put all the facts into a computer and out would spit a decision. But we don't live in a world like that. And people have differing opinions on what different laws mean. I mean, just look at what happened with the governor's executive orders. You know, we had to fight for clients for 6-7 months, arguing the whole time that those orders were illegal and unconstitutional, but yet they were still enforced until our Supreme Court said otherwise and agreed with us. So, you know, that's part of the way our system works. All sides get heard, and then ultimately our Supreme Court makes a decision.
So any idea on you've asked for an emergency appeal, right? That's an appeal
right.
On emergency. So it's fast-tracked. They've got it, I would assume by now they've looked at it. I don't know who all – I don't know if you have one member of the court. They all – I have no idea how it works.
Well, I believe – well, that's the internal workings of the court. It's up to them. But we know that it was received yesterday and the justices were considering it. Beyond that, we don't – know much of anything. So we're just waiting and hoping maybe we'll get a decision today. And again, we are asking for the results audit, you know, an actual audit of the vote in Wayne County that's allowed and actually, you know, it's now a constitutional right, Steve, under this new amendment that we passed 2 years ago. So this is a case of first impression. We hope the court will take it up and look at it. And
yeah, but what does that mean? We've only got 30 seconds here, David. This is the question. What does that audit mean? What does an audit mean?
There's two kinds of audits. A process audit, which is under a statute, which just is kind of did you cross your eye, you know, T's, dot your I's, is it all right? That doesn't change anything. A results audit is an actual vote by vote, and you go through and make sure that the vote was counted correctly. It's a much more in-depth, important audit. That's the audit that the Constitution now provides for, and that's what we're asking for, a results audit.
We'll find out. I got to leave it there, David. Keep us up to date. I'm sure we'll talk again tomorrow if something happens. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Thank you, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113. WellConnectSaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.